Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this wonderful woman. We pray for the testimonies. We pray for thy children, Lord, that you would bless them, empower them. Manifest thy power. Provide all they need, physical, spiritual, and emotional. Strengthen them and do unto them according to all, hallelujah, that thou thinkest, which is above all that we ask or think, according to thy riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Bless thy church, New Jerusalem. Let it multiply. Let it possess the kingdom. Let it bring glory to God the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Let thy power be manifested through thy church in the U.S. and all over the world, that the powers of darkness, hallelujah, will be brought to subjection to the power and authority that thou hast given to thy church. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. We pray for the rulers and authorities in USA and all over the world, that they may not go into a world of illusion, thinking that they are the final authority, but they would subject themselves unto God Almighty and His authority, and recognize His power and His glory and His honor, and give glory to Him, and look up unto Thee and be saved, Father, that they perish not, that they cease not to exist, that they may live forever. For Thy word saith, He that do the world and the lust thereof shall pass away, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We've seen the kingdom of Babylon, the kingdom of Persia, and the kingdom of Greece, and the kingdom of Rome that perished, Father, because they raised their hands against thee. The kingdom of Nimrod, the kingdom of Egypt that perished. Father, the kingdom of Tyre that has now just become a rock in the sea. Father, you spoke and you warned and you commanded, Lord, and you sent your servant Jonah to Nineveh, and they repented, and you had mercy on them. Even though we prayed that you would have mercy on this country and the rest of the world, that they would repent before thee. Send thy Holy Spirit and cleanse USA and the rulers in USA and all over the world of all their foolishness, Lord. So they would subject themselves and kneel before the Lord Jesus Christ and give him glory. Purify this country and the rest of the world. Send a great revival. All those powers of darkness that are screaming and yelling, trying to take over the kingdom, Father, suppress them and crush them under thy feet. Because the Bible says, hallelujah, in the book of Genesis, Lord, it shall bruise thy heel, but thou shalt crush its head. Because you did that on the cross of Calvary. Do that one more time under the feet of thy church, as you said, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Let the power of God be manifested. Let the demons and the rats be subject unto thy word and thy power and thy Holy Spirit. Let the powers of darkness become dumb. Let the powers of darkness cease to exist unless they give glory to thee and repent from all their sins, Father, that everyone in the earth and the heaven might know that thou art the King of God, King of kings and God of gods, Lord of lords, that ruleth over the universe. And let all the earth be silent before him, Father. Manifest thy power, glorify thy name, and send a great revival over this U.S. and all over the world, Father, that the chosen may come into thy church. As you said, there are other sheep that are not of this fold, them also will I bring, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Bless thy church, empower them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen.